Welcome to this Sunday broadcast of the Alex Jones Show. Alex Jones out today. Owen Schroyer filling in. All kinds of news to go through today. We'll take some of your calls. We've got some guests, Roger Stone and Shiva, who is running against Elizabeth Warren. Dr. Shiva is going to be joining us, both of those guys, in the second hour. So you've got the Democrats that are absolutely failing right now. You've got the left media, specifically CNN, that is absolutely failing right now, totally in a tailspin. You've got the Russia narrative that is not only collapsing on its face, it is now being looked at to be dropped. And so you say, well, wait a second. And I was talking with Alex about this before the show. Obama, they printed a big story talking about how Obama blocked the Russia investigation. The Democrats try to use this to say, oh my gosh, there could have been more there. Well, and now they're scapegoating Obama. But no, Obama, as a lawyer, realized that it was smarter for him to drop the investigation or stopping an investigation any at that time because it was the Democrats that were actually colluding with Russia. So they're going to play this thing off slowly but surely, and the Russian narrative will die. And then there might be some hearings for some other collusion that might be going on. Soon, Loretta Lynch, maybe John Podesta, and then the list goes on and on. I'd like to get Obama, Hillary Clinton. I mean, I don't understand this. If Russia is hacking into our infrastructure while Barack Obama was president and while Hillary Clinton had a private server with classified documents that was probably easily accessible and access to those accounts, why aren't they being investigated? Of course, you know the answer to that. The deep state doesn't want to investigate that. The whole investigation is a witch hunt into Donald Trump. So keep your eyes for not just the Russia narrative to continue to fail, but also to be dropped in the Senate and in the House and all of these committees and all of these hearings. So you've got that. And meanwhile, you've got Trump, who is returning the energy sector to the United States, saying that he wants to be the global dominating force in energy. The Democrats can't have a victory. This is all going on, and you wouldn't even know it. You wouldn't even know it if you watched liberal media. You wouldn't even know that any of this was going on if you watched television news. They're going to tell you Trump's getting impeached. They're going to push propaganda to assassinate Trump. That continues to happen. The investigation is ongoing. Trump colluded. None of it's true. And meanwhile, this is actually the biggest psyop, I think, that's going on right now. You have mainstream news that is trying to not only portray an inaccurate picture of Donald Trump. We already know that that's going on. But they also want to dominate you and intimidate you from believing in yourself, from believing in the movement, from believing in Donald Trump. That's what they're trying to do. They're trying to oppress our victories. They're trying to oppress Donald Trump's victories. They're trying to oppress the fact that we are taking this country back. We are going in the right direction. It might be small steps here or there. There might be some big steps here or there. There might be some leaps. There might be some knocks back. But we're going in the right direction, and Trump is leading it. But they don't want you to know that. They don't want you to believe that. They want to oppress you. They want to intimidate you. They want to bully you with fake news. And they want to tell you that you're not winning. Trump's not winning. The investigation is ongoing. Trump colluded. He's getting impeached. Assassinate here. Assassinate there. And it's all failing. It's all failing, folks. So just remember that. Fellow Americans, we are winning right now. We are kicking ass. The Democrats are failing. CNN is failing. Trump is winning. We are winning. That's the story, not what they try to tell you on the fake news.
Waging war on corruption. It's Alex Jones coming to you live from the front lines of the info war. And now, your host, Owen Schroyer.
All right, I've got so much I want to cover. I don't even know where to begin. But because of the PSYOP that they're trying to force down our throats right now, trying to steal our victories, trying to pretend that we're not winning, that's why Donald Trump, in my opinion, needs to keep tweeting. And if you notice, some of the things that Donald Trump tweets actually end up pigeonholing his enemies. I mean, just look at how brilliant that Tapes tweet looks still to this day. It's aged quite nicely. Also, a tweet that he made, he predicted to a T on the date when the housing bubble would return. Pretty incredible. And you wonder if those internet theories that Donald Trump is a time traveler are true. But anyway, that's why I like the fact that Donald Trump is tweeting and putting out the victories on Twitter, because they're not going to report the victories on the mainstream news. And they're not going to tell you that Trump is the president of the United States, because we haven't had a president of the United States in some time. It's been the president of, you know, foreign conglomerates, private international groups, the Bilderberg group selecting presidents. I mean, it just goes on and on. But no, Trump actually wants to be the president of the United States, and he wants to make America great again. And that's why this story is so key, and you can see it already happening in the coal industry. Trump to call for U.S. dominance in global energy production. So I think right now, I haven't actually broken this down based on the timing, but I would say if you want to make a baseball analogy, we're probably starting the second inning right now of Trump's first term. We're just starting the second inning, and it's off to a nice start. The first inning came to a bad close for us. We had Steve Scalise get shot by a leftist terrorist. It was terrible, but that's kind of how the first inning ended. And I think now we're moved on to the second inning. Steve Scalise, by the way, has been released from the hospital, I believe. And Trump is now calling for U.S. dominance in global energy production. And we probably could do that, folks. And then more people will have jobs. Rush Limbaugh just had a classic line, and I just have to say it. Because they're talking about Obama saying that people, and all, they're all saying this. Hillary Clinton is saying that the Republicans are the death party now. Elizabeth Warren says that this healthcare bill is a blood bill, or there's blood on their hands or something. Blood in the water. Elizabeth Warren. And then you have Obama coming out saying, this is just taking from the poor to give to the rich. And so what money are the poor getting? What is this money that the poor is receiving right now that they need so much that is being taken from them and given to the rich because of this bill? I would like to know that. What is that money? What is that money? Where is that money? This is a bill. This is a Republican bill that's going to take from the poor and give to the rich. I can't believe Donald Trump would do that. How then? Please explain that. Nobody's ever asked Barack Obama this. What money is being taken from the poor and given to the rich? Where is this money? Where is this healthcare? Because if you notice, Donald Trump brought people into the White House. He brought people to Washington, D.C. He brought people from the private industry, small business owners, individuals, families, mothers, fathers, to talk about their experience with Obamacare. And all of their premiums went up. Some of them couldn't afford health care. The White House is tweeting out how many of these states now, the majority of counties, you only have one or two providers to choose from. So Obamacare has turned into monopoly care, meant to rob you and take your money, to bleed you dry. And they're sitting here saying, the Republican bill is going to take from the rich and give to the take from the poor and give to the rich. The Republican bill is a death bill. And you're just sitting here looking at the facts of Obamacare, looking at the fact that they said you have to pass the bill to see what's in it. Then the Democrats complain and say, how dare the Republicans want to pass a bill we haven't seen? Then the Republicans actually release the bill and the left is silent. And then they twist their narrative to call it a death bill. So see, first it was, Release your bill. What do you have to hide? And then they release the bill and they say, oh, it's a death bill. It's the death party. I mean, unbelievable. Hillary Clinton, Elizabeth Warren. What? Not even a month after Steve Scalise is shot, these people get right back on the attack. And that's why Donald Trump needs to go on the attack. And that's why we need to start getting some of these people like Hillary Clinton, Barack Obama, John Podesta, upcoming Loretta Lynch, in front of a Senate committee to ask them some questions. Trump got, they're asking questions left and right about Russia collusion. Well, let's ask Podesta what he knows. Let's ask Clinton. Let's ask Obama. I mean, after all, don't we want to know what's going on here? So, folks, now here's another story. You know, I don't even know if Alex knows about this, to be honest with you. Alex, if you're listening and you want to, or if you just want to know what's going on, Zero Hedge has just published a story. Megyn Kelly fails to fact check Sandy Hook father's contradictory claim in Alex Jones' hit piece. Now, again, this broke. I think it broke today. I don't know what time. But featured in Megyn Kelly's expose, Neil Heslin, a father of one of the victims, during the interview described what happened the day of the shooting. And basically what he said, the statement he made, fact checkers on this have said cannot be accurate. He's claiming that he held his son and saw the bullet hole in his head. That is his claim. Now, according to a timeline of events and a coroner's testimony, that is not possible. And so one must look at Megyn Kelly and say, Megyn, I think it's time for you to explain this contradiction in the narrative. Because this is only going to fuel the conspiracy theory that you're trying to put out, in fact. So, and here's the thing, too. You would remember, let me see how long these clips are. You would remember if you held your dead kid in your hands with a bullet hole. That's not something that you would just misspeak on. So let's roll the clip first. Neil Heslin telling Megyn Kelly of his experience with his kid.
At Sandy Hook Elementary School, one of the darkest chapters in American history was a hoax.
I lost my son. I buried my son. I held my son with a bullet hole through his head.
Neil Heslin's son, Jesse, just 6 years old, was murdered, along with 19 of his classmates and six adults, on December 14th, 2012, in Newtown, Connecticut.
I dropped him off at 9:04. That's when we dropped him off at school with his book bag. Hours later, I was picking him up in a body bag.
Okay, so making a pretty extreme claim that would be a very thing vivid in your memory, holding his dead child. Now, here is an account from the coroner that does not corroborate with that narrative.
What shape are the bodies and the families were brought forward to identify?
We did not bring the bodies and the families into contact. We took pictures of them, of their facial features. You have it's easier on the families when you do that. There is a time and a place for up close and personal in the grieving process. But to accomplish this, we felt it would be best to do it this way. And you can sort of you can control the situation depending on your photographer. And I have very good photographers,
It's got to be, hard not to have been able to actually see her.
Well, at first I thought that, and I had questioned maybe wanting to see her.
Okay, so just another question that people are now going to be asking about Sandy Hook, the conspiracy theorists on the internet out there that have a lot of questions that are yet to get answered. I mean, you can say whatever you want about the event. That's just a fact. So there's another one. Will there be a clarification from Heslin or Megyn Kelly? I wouldn't hold your breath. So now they're fueling the conspiracy theory claims. Unbelievable. We'll be right back with more.
And now, the tip of the spear. Leading the fight to take back the nation, it's Owen Schroyer. You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
Do not let the fake news get you down. Do not let the fake news control the way you think, feel, and see the way politics are going, the way this country is going, because they want to paint an inaccurate picture. They want to bully you. They want to suppress the victories that we're having. And this is proven in spades, folks, when you just look at the amount of coverage and the type of coverage that Donald Trump gets. Now, I tweeted this out on Friday night because I just noticed it's just unbelievable, because this is probably what the vast majority of the sheeple are ingesting to get their view of reality. If you open up the quote-unquote news app, it's Apple's factory news app. If you would have opened it on Friday night, you would have had a extremely inaccurate picture of reality. Their top story was, first of all, from BuzzFeed. BuzzFeed gets their top story. In days before election, Democrat lawmakers urged Obama to retaliate against Russia. Well, again, Obama didn't want to do anything because he knew that a real investigation would show collusion with Clinton and Podesta and the Democrats. So, they still run that headline to pretend like, oh, there's something there. Well, yeah, there is something there. It's on the Democrat side, though. So see, that's how they twist it. That's how they twist their narrative. That's BuzzFeed. And then the Apple News app puts that as their top story, a total fake news spin. But it gets worse. And then you have other links up there. Extreme heat waves will change how we live. We're not ready. As if anthropogenic global warming is going to kill you when there's real anthropogenic climate change going on. It's called chemtrails in the sky. And then you got conservatives turn on Trump care, demonizing Trump care, demonizing everything Trump is doing. And then the trending stories. Who's shocked by this? Imagine Paul Joseph Watson's shock. Trending stories. Number one, CNN. Number two, New York Times. Number three, the Washington CIA, Amazon Post. Number four, Huffington Post. The most discredited. Literally, if you had to say the four most discredited, disgraced news websites on the internet, it's CNN, New York Times, Washington Post, HuffPost. Literally the most discredited fake news on the planet, and the Apple News app runs it as their trending stories, folks. This is the deep state working to control your optics, to control the narrative. It's all fake. It's a facade. They are losing. They are losing desperately. And that's why they're shoving it in your face to make it look like you are not winning when you are. They are literally, this is the great psyop that's going on right now, and the Russia narrative is a part of it. All right, I need to give out the phone line. We're going to take your phone calls, 1-877-789-2539, 1-877-789-2539. We're going to take your calls in the next couple of segments. I've got some stories here. Where to begin? Let's start with some news here. Again, from Bloomberg, Trump to call for U.S. dominance in global energy production. This is Donald Trump. I think he actually tweeted about this too today. And Energy Week. Trump is dubbing it Energy Week. And he's going to dedicate, I guess, this week to the United States dominating the global energy production. I wonder if he'll talk about the solar wall. A liberal would literally put a solar panel anywhere except on the border. And then this new study comes out actually from the head of a solar department that says solar panels on the roof actually are not energy efficient. So how do you like them apples? I'm just putting out facts here. I'm not staking my claim into either side. And now apparently we have a vote coming up on the healthcare bill this week. Maybe it's going to be July 4th. And even the Republican side, Ron Johnson And then crazy Bernie Sanders, who, by the way, you know what? Let's real quick on the health care. We'll see if they vote this week. I think it's going to lose. I don't see how this passes. There's too much opposition on the Republican side, which I don't like this bill anyway. I don't know why. Why do we have to replace? Why can't we just repeal? I really don't understand. Why isn't somebody saying that? How about just repeal? That'd be a nice start. But, you know, I mean, hey, we got to worry. We don't want to take health care away from the poor. We don't want this bill. This is a death bill. The Republicans are the death party. Folks, we are taking money from the poor and giving it to the rich with this bill. Elizabeth Warren says that this bill is blood money. But wait a second. Wasn't it the Democrats that just spent close to $200 million to lose four special elections? Was that the Democrats? Or was that the Republicans? Who do you think in that equation between the people that donate to the Democrat Party and the people that receive the donations, who on that end of the spectrum do you think you would consider poor and who do you think you would consider rich? So the Democrats are the ones that take from the poor and give to the rich. So just like the whole Russia thing, the Democrats are the ones colluding. The people like John Podesta and Hillary Clinton are the ones that colluded with Russia. So then they blame Trump, say he did it when they did it. They're the ones that rigged the election. The Democrats are the ones that rigged it for Hillary Clinton. So they turn around and say Russia rigged it for Trump. This is how they operate. The Democrats are the party that bleeds the poor dry to get them more desperate, to turn them into victims, to get their vote. So the Democrats take from the poor and give to the rich, folks. Now, how about this? Again, where is the real collusion? Where is the real corruption? Why are we talking about President Trump being the bad guy? FBI opens investigation into Bernie Sanders and his wife for bank fraud. So this continues to go on and on and on and on. This lawsuit is ongoing. So just to put things in perspective, Donald Trump gets a $1 million loan from his dad and turns that into a $1 billion empire and a very successful family and a successful run to the United States presidency. A capitalist, an American, a winner. Bernie Sanders, a socialist, a loser, gets a $10 million bank loan. His wife gets bank loans to run schools, and then the schools get shut down. Bernie Sanders loses his run for presidency, and now they're being investigated by the FBI. That's just a nice little ditty, isn't it? It's literally all the Democrats. Everything that they're saying about Trump is literally the Democrats. So from now on, if you look at the TV, whatever they say about Trump, you can assume that the Democrats are doing that. We'll be right back with your phone calls on the other side. More news.
From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
Watch me! Watch me! I got it.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show.
Watch me!
Thanks to your support out there, we are able to expand this broadcast and expand our store as well. InfoWarsStore.com is constantly expanding, getting new products. And right now, we have a 4th of July summer mega special going on. Free shipping store-wide. You gotta love that, folks. Free shipping store-wide, especially when you're getting some of those big-ticket items like emergency food supplies. But how about coming up for the 4th of July? You know, you're going to be out. You're going to be out on the lake. You're going to be out camping. You're going to be out shooting fireworks. How about the Emmerich Essentials Outdoor Pack, which is 40% off right now? So you can get your bug spray and you can make sure you're not getting bit by bugs when you're out shooting off fireworks at the lake or the camp or whatever it is with the kids. But that's not all, too. 30% off Brain Force, 30% off Super Male Vitality, 30% off Survival Shield X2, 30% off Z Shield. And that storable food, that emergency food that I mentioned earlier, which is imperative, We also have 30 to 40% off of retail on that as well. And again, you combine that with the free shipping, you're saving hundreds of dollars. Hundreds of dollars of savings for the 4th of July summer special. Mega specials at InfoWarsStore.com. Support this broadcast. Celebrate free speech. Help us blow up like ramparts, like fireworks on the 4th of July right in the face of the globalists. Be sure to get to InfoWarsStore.com. Take advantage of those specials while they last and while supplies last. And check out the whole store. T-shirts, all kinds of household items, coffee mugs, Patriot attire, and it all goes towards supporting what we do here at InfoWars.com and expanding to the next level. All right, we're going to get to some of your calls here in this segment and in the next. But it is not an exaggeration to talk about the complete miserable failure that is the Democrats, that is CNN right now. Even BuzzFeed is now having to admit it. CNN is imposing strict new rules on its Russia coverage. So CNN is just a absolute dumpster fire right now. And they're retracting news, apologizing for fake news, deleting stories entirely. And all of their narratives are just falling on their face. And now that even BuzzFeed is calling them out, I think that really shows you that CNN is an absolute dumpster fire right now. As are the Democrats. And you have Nancy Pelosi, who's up there trying to explain how successful she is. She's literally in the face of ultimate defeat. Literally, the Democrats are getting crushed and they're losing seats in the House. They're losing seats in the Senate. They lost the presidency. They've lost their minds. And then Pelosi gets up there when these rumors start to swirl about her being relieved from her post. She comes out and she's like, I'm a great legislator. I've done so much for the Democrats. Look at all the victories I've brought us. And people are scratching their heads like, what planet do you live on, woman? You don't even live in reality. She's like stuck in like 2004. She still thinks Bush is president. She doesn't even know what's going on. But that's the Democrat leadership, you see. And then Trump trolls him on Twitter like, oh, I hope Pelosi doesn't go anywhere. She's great for the Republican Party. Oh, and then, by the way, the continued failure of the fake dossier against Donald Trump. Sketchy firm behind Trump dossier is stalling investigators. Well, yeah, it's a totally fake dossier. And probably, I mean, depending on Trump's urge to litigate, you could have some serious, perhaps libel and slander lawsuits for this dossier. So that'll be interesting to keep an eye on. And then again, Trump calling for U.S. dominance in global energy production, a big story. All right, so we've got some other news we'll get to, and we're going to be joined by Dr. Shiva, who's running against Elizabeth Warren. And we're also going to be joined by Roger Stone as well. But let's take a couple phone calls here. Let's go to David in San Francisco. Go ahead, David.
Yeah, I've told my wife to buy that shampoo, and those of us that, you know, such as myself, I've never bought anything from InfoWars. I'm going to start buying the shampoo, the toothpaste and stuff because, you know, it's something you always use.
Yeah, it's a household item. And I got to tell you, you're not just purchasing a product to help us. You're going to get a great product. It will be the last toothpaste you ever use. You know, I don't know how people are about shampoo. Maybe it's a little different there. But I use the shampoo and the toothpaste, both great products. I'll continue to use both of them.
Oh, good. Now, it's interesting in regards to Oklahoma City. You know, I had some shirts made up asking people to Google Alex Jones, John DeCamp, and the Franklin cover-up. And two guys played a very, very important role. It was John DeCamp and Alex Jones in Oklahoma City. And it's really interesting because Senator DeCamp, who represented several of the patriots that were falsely accused, as he saw the building being brought down, he said, man, I didn't authorize that. You know, he was shocked by it himself. He didn't authorize the destruction of the crime scene like that, you know. And it was Alex Jones, not Sean. Sean Hannity's doing a great job, and Rush and Michael Savage are doing a great job and all that. But it was Alex Jones that interviewed Officer Don Browning and the other cops there that were there, firsthand knowledge.
Well, if you want to, if you want to share some stories, or you can tweet at me some links or some stories if you want me to cover that or get more into that. But you know, you mentioned something there. You mentioned some of the names in the conservative media, really pro-America media. You know, Alex Jones, Sean Hannity, Michael Savage, Rush Limbaugh, people that people would say are on the right wing, or you call it conservative media. And you think about those people. I mean, regardless of what you think about their political views, these are minds. These are people that have captured the minds, captured the hearts of many, and they're leaders in a sense. I mean, they're leaders. You can just look at the things that callers say about Alex Jones when they call into the show and they thank him, and the support that they give to this production. The left doesn't have that. They have nothing. Who are you going to go to if you're looking for leadership on the left? Lena Dunham? Oh my gosh, what are you going to go to? Maxine Waters? Keith Olbermann? So they have absolutely nothing, and they have no future, to be perfectly honest with you. Thank you, David, for the call. Let's go to Will quickly in Rhode Island. Will.
Yes, I know you guys were covering Bilderberg. I was down there for Demand the Truth, and we have Wilbur Ross and McMaster going down there. What's your takeaway from that? What do you think Trump thinks of Bilderberg? Was he infiltrating? Are these guys part of the swamp? What's your takeaway from the Bilderberg group? And then also, as far as all the conspiracies that we're always bringing up, how is it not possible that Christianity is a conspiracy theory perpetuated by an elite then to just control us? I mean, we've never had any evidence.
I'm sorry, say that again? What a conspiracy theory?
Christianity itself. It could have just been a control theory created by somebody thousands of years ago, just to trick us just as well. I mean,
so you're just talking about overall religion as a conspiracy to control the masses, which I think is absolutely the case. I mean, just look at the Catholic Church and the Vatican. So I'm not going to argue with you on that, but I'm certainly not going to say Christianity or the Christian faith is a conspiracy theory. As far as Trump and infiltration into the Bilderberg group or the members of his staff and cabinet that went to the Bilderberg meetings, you know, we never really heard much from that. I mean, we never heard them talk about it. Trump never mentioned it. So, any opinion or any feelings I express are really based in absolutely nothing. So I guess there's just nothing there. I guess I don't know if McMaster's reported back to Trump. I don't know if Trump was interested in what went on in the Bilderberg meeting. There's literally been nothing. No coverage of it. No questions, no interviews, absolutely zip, zilch, nada. So unfortunately, there is nothing for me to even create a hypothetical off of. So, which is unfortunate. I think Trump could have had a major win to call out the Bilderberg group or to ask those people what they've done in those meetings that come from America to make the country great again. We'll be right back with more of your calls. Alex Jones Show, Sunday Show.
Listening to the antidote for fake news. It's Alex Jones.
Sometimes I feel like.
Remember what I said earlier about the Democrats and everything that they accuse Trump of, they're guilty of? Just more proof in the pudding. Now they want to say that Trump is trying to obstruct justice. Trump is an obstructionist. No, it's actually you, the Democrats, that are the obstructionists. And here's Donald Trump addressing that.
Their theme is resist. Their theme should be, let's get together, envelop,
fix.
Let's get together. But their theme is resist. It's obstruction. And the problem is they become obstructionists. And the voters, I happen to like it from the standpoint of running for office. But I think it's a terrible theme in terms of getting elected. And more importantly, I think it's a terrible theme for the people of this country. Resist obstruction. That's not what they want.
Well, we wanted to resist Hillary Clinton and obstruct the globalist regime to try to bring this country to its knees. But that's why we elected Trump. And so, again, they try to spin that and try to steal it from us, but they have no momentum and they've completely failed. But what Trump is trying to say is it's not helping the country. You're resisting yourself, basically, when you try to resist Trump. You're only handicapping yourself, but you're handicapping everybody else with you. But when you've been victimized your whole life, when you believe you're the victim, of course, wouldn't you want that then? Of course you would. And that's the state of the left right now. Let's go to Harold in Texas, who wants to talk about the obstructionist party, the Democrats. Go ahead, Harold.
Hey, it's good to see the wild man besides Alex there. I like the way you deliver the news. I also wanted to talk about two things, if you don't mind. First of all, I can hear you. I want to talk about your nutraceutical. I want to talk about Brain Force. My mother was in dementia. She couldn't remember nothing. I went and I took a chance and I bought her some Brain Force. She can think now. She can remember things. She's got her mind about her again. And she's also taken iodine, and it's working wonders on her. And I just wanted to thank you all for doing that because he gave me my mom back. The only thing is,
wow,
is that
what
I
a powerful testimony,
some.
Guys. Cut that out. Clip that out.
I ordered some on the 6th of June. I got my order, but she never got her order. I had an order sent to her place, too, and she never got it.
Well, sometimes I actually get this complaint a lot from people. Sometimes when you order things on the same day, depending on the product, that it might not arrive the same day. So if there's an order that you haven't gotten yet, just be patient. It's probably on its way. That's been the case, I think, 100% of the time when people address me this issue. So I would just be patient on that. But we have a customer service here department, great people. So they'll take care of you if you still haven't gotten it after a while. Anything else you want to talk about? You said you called about the obstructionist party.
I do. I'm very upset now. I understand the Democrats, they're trying to do their job. I don't like the way they're doing it, but they're trying to do their job. But these turncoat Republicans who think, you know, that he ran on their party and they're over there never trumping and you know, getting in the way of everything, especially that kinky John McCain. I hate his gut, and
yeah,
I really
he's
wish
terrible.
That he would just, well, I'm sorry, him.
No, he's absolutely wretched. And, you know, I mean, I honestly believe that the guy is colluding with ISIS. I mean, my God.
Galpel, I don't remember what.
But here's the thing. Here's the thing about what you're addressing, the Republicans. And thank you for the call, and thank you for that testimony. That was great. And I'm so glad to hear that your mother is back to a good state of mind. Here's the thing about these Republicans that Harold was talking about. I think that they're falling for the fake news. I think that they're falling victim to the psyop that we're talking about here on today's show. The Reince Priebuses, the Paul Ryans, these people, I guess they aren't critical thinkers, or they're not really incisive, you know, they're just kind of soft as butter people. I mean, I don't know how to really explain it, but I think that they fall for it. I think that they see all the mainstream news. I think that they see the fake news on the Apple app. They see all of this just flooding them constantly, and they're scared for their own political well-being. They don't get it yet. They don't have the fundamental understanding that the status quo of this country has changed. They have not understood yet that the Trump movement is real, that the Trump movement, the MAGA movement, is real and is the majority. They don't know it yet. They cannot accept it. They fall victim to the psyop. They see the fake news and they don't understand. America doesn't fall for it. That's not what America is thinking. So that's what I think the problem with some of these Republicans are. So you know what the answer is? Get them out. Get them out. The midterm elections in 2018 will be just as important now that Trump is in as the presidential election was for our movement. You don't want You don't want soft as butter, Paul Ryan? Vote for Paul Nealon in Wisconsin. That's how you do that. Oh, and don't you worry. Don't you worry. The Democrats will be dealt such serious defeat in 2018 if they continue the path that they're on. They might even be dead before the 2020 election. And they already tried to run a corpse, but they might actually be a dead party now trying to run a president in 2020. So we'll continue to see how that goes. But that's the answer for the soft as butter Republicans right now that just do not understand the heart and soul of America right now. Let's go to Frank in North Carolina. I like Frank's idea. He says, call into shows and call them fake news. Call into the radio shows that want to hate on Trump. Ask them to explain their claims. Call into C-SPAN and talk to those people. Let your voice be heard. Go ahead, Frank.
Yeah, and call into your local media as well, like your local talk radio shows that are part of the deep state that support and, you know, the deep state. And all the propaganda media that's being put out, and also that attack and try and defend the lies that come out.
You know, it's amazing that you say that. I am honestly one of the biggest news and radio junkies probably on earth. And I have to tell you that here in Austin, I won't say their names, but there's a couple local radio hosts. They've had some changes here on the local conservative station. They changed the morning show. It was a terrible decision. And now you've got Michael Kilmeade on there, who's milquetoast on Trump at best. And then in the afternoon, you've got an absolute loon who doesn't even belong on the radio. But then you've got a evening slot that you have some conservatives on that, from my measurement, were always straight shooting. I always enjoyed their content, didn't always get along, but felt that they had the right ideas. And then all of a sudden, out of nowhere, once the station started making some changes, now they're anti-Trump. Now they want to call out Trump. And they're now, I'm even hearing people in local radio that are responding to Rush Limbaugh's show and calling out Rush Limbaugh. Folks, Rush Limbaugh has never been more accurate by my measurement in his history of broadcasting, except maybe since Clinton was in office. So, you know, it's just really weird what's happening. But I guess that's why you're offering the answer, which is call in, take the narrative over, challenge them on their ideas.
Well, yeah, even if you can get through to the people working behind the scenes, a guy answering the phone, let them know, hey, look, you work for fake news. One other thing, got two bones of contention. You know, I'm really disappointed in InfoWars for not covering the 50th anniversary of the attack on the USS Liberty. I mean, that was the predecessor to the attack of 9/11. Also, I want to disagree with something that I heard Alex say recently. I've been trying to get through to him. I disagree. I have never heard David Duke, say anything hateful towards Alex. He's only opened his arms. He just wants to talk to Alex.
Well, unfortunately, I am just not the person to address that. I don't know anything about David Duke or his relationship with Alex, and I'm not Alex, so I don't even want to comment on that. And I don't follow David Duke, so I can't really corroborate anything you're saying. Thank you so much for the call, Frank, in North Carolina, though. I do like the idea that Frank has to kind of steal the narrative of some of these local talk shows or to steal the narrative from people that are spewing fake news on C-SPAN. I mean, I got to tell you, it's... And again, it's part of the PSYOP that we have to defeat. We have to remain with the ideas of victory in our head and that vision. But it's just amazing. You hear these people call into local radio or call into C-SPAN and they literally spout fake news. They literally spout, it's the hearsay mafia, and you just shake your head and you're like, oh my gosh, I just want to save your soul. I just want to save your mind. I just want to bring you back to reality. Roger Stone on the other side. This is the Alex Jones Show. Owen Schroyer filling in on a Sunday. We'll be right back.
After being sold out for months, our best-selling Super Blue Fluoride toothpaste is now back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com. The first shipment of Super Blue sold out in 1 week. I thought it would be a six-month supply for listeners. And since then, people are beating down our doors wanting to be able to resupply their Super Blue. Research across the board is clear. In fact, it's certified. When bacteria infects your gums, it can enter your bloodstream and even contribute to blood clots and heart attacks. That's why the last Surgeon General's report on oral health warns that your oral health can have a serious impact on your intestinal entire body. Super Blue Fluoride Free Toothpaste is a groundbreaking new formula. It's loaded with good halogen iodine instead of the bad halogen fluoride. Super Blue contains natural oils and ingredients used since biblical times to help wipe out bad bacteria and eliminate bad breath. Just some of the ingredients in Super Blue, chosen by our dental experts, include xylitol, peppermint oil, iodine, nano silver, and more. Learn more about InfoWars Life Super Blue Toothpaste at InfoWarsLife.com and support the InfoWar while you support healthy gums and teeth.
Waging war on corruption. It's Alex Jones coming to you live from the front lines of the InfoWar. And now, your host, Owen Schroyer.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. Free shipping right now at InfoWarsStore.com. Take advantage of the July 4th specials. I am now joined by Roger Stone, who had an interesting cameo at a free speech rally earlier today. We'll talk about that in a minute. But let's bring Roger on. Roger, what is the biggest thing on your mind as you join me on this Sunday evening? Well, nice hat, by the way.
Thank you. It is, we're in the seersucker season, so if one does not do it now, when would one do it? First of all, let me say that your caller, Frank, is absolutely right. The USS Liberty was attacked by the United States government in cooperation to a reluctant Israeli government with the approval of President Lyndon Baines Johnson. This is a lunatic move that would cause the lives of Americans, but it is a false flag that was intended to inspire a war. So the caller is absolutely right, and the mainstream media has blocked this piece of history out. There's an excellent new book out by Philip Nelson, the man who wrote the quintessential two-volume biography of Lyndon Johnson, very much like my own book, The Man Who Killed Kennedy, The Case Against LBJ, which in the paperback edition has two chapters on this woeful and disgraceful chapter in American history.
Well, and that certainly sheds more light on the reason as to why they had to remove JFK from office as well.
It does. It's interesting because CNN has egg on their face this week.
Oh, my.
Being forced to essentially retract a story that alleged improper influence peddling or maneuvering for favor between Trump associate Anthony Scaramucci and the president himself. The CNN had to completely withdraw their question. Scaramucci, who is widely admired and liked among conservatives and among the Trump movement leaders, was blocked initially by Reince Priebus, who clashed with him during the campaign. I think Priebus's problem was Anthony's direct access and the great affection that the president has for him. He is now demanded this retraction, and congratulations to him. I expect him to be now moved to a suitable government position. So that's the genesis of this embarrassment for CNN. Meanwhile, there is chaos at Fox. You were just talking a few minutes ago about that other cable news network. Owen?
Well, I want to hear your take on kind of a narrative that I'm building up during this show. I think that there's a big psyop going on right now in the mainstream media colluding with the Democrats to, with fake news, try to oppress our victories, suppress our victories, suppress our momentum, suppress everything that we're doing, to think that we're not winning, we're failing, when we are kicking ass right now. And I'm thinking that certain installments of the Republican Party right now, specifically Reince Priebus and Paul Ryan, are kind of falling for that narrative, falling for that fake news, and thus not getting behind President Trump. What do you think of that?
Well, it's possible, or they are aware that Trump may be more popular at the grassroots than they concede, but that he's just bad for business long term and short. It's a lot of egos here.
So there's maybe a little greediness involved as well.
Well, but the point here is that Donald Trump never kissed the derrieres of these exalted leaders. Harumph. I mean, Washington is broken. They are the best thing for a majority congressional Republican would be to have a Democratic president. Now you're an actual player.
The Democrats are hopeless right now. You know, they're eating their own. CNN is failing. Nancy Pelosi is failing. We're winning. We are literally winning, and they're trying to tell us we're not. It's unbelievable. Devastating victories left and right with every hearing, and they still don't get it, folks. We'll be right back with Roger Stone.
You found it, the tip of the spear. It is the Alex Jones Show with Owen Schroyer.
Well, there was a free speech rally today. Patriots marching against political violence. To no one's surprise, Antifa wanted no part of that. The Democrats wanted no part of that. They're actually pushing political violence right now, endorsing that. But Roger, you actually had a bit of a cameo at that rally. Roger, I'm glad that you stand against political violence. Thank you for that.
Well, I unfortunately, based on some conversations with those in law enforcement, decided not to go because of planned violence. Yes.
So you had, are you saying you had some intel that there might have been somebody planning some violence against you?
We believe that based on some conversations I have with law enforcement, and I frankly don't want to endanger other people. But that we do have, I must tell you, an exponential spike in the number of weekly death threats I get since the success of the Netflix documentary Get Me Roger Stone. So it is a manifestation of that. There's a very ugly, ugly piece by some woman at the Huffington Post this week. I won't tell you her name or the name of the piece. You might go read it, but it's horrific and vicious in its scope. An ugly piece by a fellow named Kelly, Mike Kelly, at the Bergen Record. So when people start to resent our success, and in this case, I think my role in helping the president, the crazies come out.
Well, it's pretty obvious. And when you can't even go to a free speech rally because of violence threats from the left, we've reached a tipping point here. And I think something needs to be done. Who knows where this goes next? We rolled the B-roll of you being on the phone with Jack Posobiec, actually, and so you're still able to make your speech. But it's just amazing to me that we can have all of these people in Hollywood, all of this media portraying the assassination of Trump. I think the final showing of Julius Caesar is tonight. President Trump getting assassinated every night for like 2 weeks straight in that despicable performance. I mean, where does this end, Roger?
No, I mean, it is naked in their use of the media to incite, to provoke, and to promulgate violence. But, Owen, I mean, you're a hard charger. You remind me very much of a young Richard Nixon when he had communist spy Alger Hiss in his sights. And I think you understand this is a two-pronged punch. First, they promulgate this line that is consistent with radical Islam. Then they censor our ability through the internet, through their entire suppression campaign to censor the internet, brand us as fake news, and use other manipulations of our algorithms, a dozen other smart computer tricks to limit our reach to the patriots out there who would rise up and support a Donald Trump.
It's so true. I mean, what you said is so true. But it goes beyond that. Not just trying to suppress the truth on the internet or suppress and censor patriots on the internet. They are literally trying to suppress reality. They are literally trying to censor reality. They're literally trying to intimidate us from bringing reality to the people. Roger, we're actually joined by Alex Jones now. We've got a Master Jedi Council on board now as Alex Jones joins us. Alex, what's on your mind this evening?
Well, I'm just here with my family halfway taking the day off and listening to you guys. I just wanted to call in. When we won the election on November 8th, I looked at Roger and I said, the war has just begun. So I'm not somebody that's overly positive. Roger's like, hey, celebrate a little bit. And I said, no, now they're going to hit us with everything they've got. They've been arrogant before, putting out their fake polls, believing their own propaganda. But I can tell you, Trump killing TPP, Trump killing the carbon tax, the Paris Accords, Trump cutting back the illegals coming across 43%. That's an old number. The new number is even higher, reportedly coming out next week. Exposing the election fraud, making the big banks loan to small businesses and individual people, bringing $3 trillion plus back in the stock market. Now it's $400 billion in new jobs in just 5 months. 6 months. This is unprecedented. So I'm not in some love affair with Donald Trump. Quite frankly, when I used to halfway pay attention to him, I thought he was some hotel owner, you know, and some guy that hung out with the Clintons. I didn't like it. It's what's being delivered and how the enemies are so upset and how they're panicking and how they're going crazy and how they're going insane. So, you know, I called Roger this morning and I said, will you come on with Owen? I said, sure. He said, sure. I said, well, this is a big victory lap. I mean, they're saying in major news articles, Associated Press, Philadelphia.com, that, yeah, okay, Roger Stone wasn't a Russian agent. The Democrats want the Russian agent stuff dropped. They know it's killing them. Scaramucci, who they said was with Stone and some Russian agent, totally made up. The Pissgate deal is totally fake. The Democrats won't give the FBI any of the info because it's all fake. They're the ones. It's coming out that they were the ones. It's coming out Obama wouldn't allow the investigation because he knew Hillary and himself were up to their eyeballs in it. This is huge victory lap. And our problem is, as libertarians, as patriots, as conservatives, we don't victory lap. We're always moving on to the next thing. But we have to sit there and celebrate this. And we hear all this news that we're being defeated and we're being shut down. That's the last gasp of them trying to affect the weak-minded. We're having absolute devastating victories right now across the board. And American energy is coming way back. That devastates. And I'm not against Russia, but I'm sorry. It's business. That hurts the Russian economy, helps ours. It hurts Saudi Arabia, helps ours. Trump's doing everything for America. That's why the globalists are so absolutely completely pissed. And so all these special interests that thought they had dominated America, mounted our head on the wall, they're just mad that we have a president that isn't out to get us. So this is a time for celebration. This is a really big deal happening. And, of course, they're doubling down and saying that, you know, it's the end of the world for us and it's all over and blah, blah, blah. We have more listeners and more revenue than we had a month ago before the stupid Megyn Kelly all-out media assault. They hit us for everything they've got. They're hated. They're despised. The American people have broken with them. They're like desperate clowns pushing all the race narratives and the rest of it. Back to you guys breaking all this down, but this is a really, really important time. The problem is they may launch some big false flags to try to blame the Patriot movement and some other things. So back to Roger Stone, Owen Sawyer, and the whole InfoWars family.
And that is a typical move. If you look at history, if you're facing an absolute defeat in illegal activity that you've been doing, you try to stage some big event or start a war in order to deflect the attention away from you. But Roger, you know, I want to hear your opinion on this that Alex just brought up, talking about the DNC not willing to cooperate with the FBI or the DHS. You know, how is it? I mean, have you ever seen in your history of being involved in American politics, have you ever seen a situation where If you're looking at something, say, Russian hacking or Russian collusion, and you separate things onto a partisan level, and you have one side waging against the other side, pointing the finger saying Russian hacking, Russian collusion, when there's none there. Meanwhile, it's all sitting on their side. They're the ones obstructing justice. Based on all the testimonies, everything we've heard, the DNC won't cooperate with DHS or FBI into the investigation of this, but they want to find out about this Russia thing. When is reality going to hit home? When is the DNC going to be called to task?
Well, I think it's a superb question. Also extraordinary this week, stunning, really, bombshell proof of Russian influence in the presidential campaign of John McCain. Seems that, according to Circa News, in a stunning piece, they learned from multiple credible sources that the intelligence services twice warned the presidential candidate, McCain, not to meet with a certain individual that they deemed to be a Russian asset. The gentleman was brought to the table by none other than Rick Davis, McCain's campaign manager and former associate of my friend, Paul Manafort. So later on, a Russian asset would end up at the Republican Institute under John McCain. And ultimately, when this became public, would be discharged. And John McCain has been a harsh critic of Donald Trump, saying that there's collusion in the by the Russians in the Trump campaign. I think he's driven by bitterness and a demand for revenge, because I really saw the CNN story and this story on McCain to be the two big stories this week.
Well, McCain meets with Russians. McCain meets with quote-unquote moderate rebels in Syria. Who else is John McCain meeting with? What else don't we know about John McCain? Maybe it's time for McCain to take the stand.
And now, the tip of the spear, leading the fight to take back the nation. It's Owen Schroyer. You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
I'm now joined by Dr. Shiva Ayadure. He is running against swamp creature Elizabeth Warren, a real Indian versus a fake Indian. It is quite a story going on out there, and Dr. Shiva is going to help us drain that swamp. ShivaForSenate.com, VAShiva.com. I would read you his resume, but it would take the entire segment, so I'm just going to bring Dr. Shiva on with me. Doctor, the last time we spoke last week, it feels like it was light years ago now, the way that I'm like a speeding bullet through the news timeline. So I just want to bring you on and let's get to it. What do you think is the biggest thing? What do you want to talk about? In fact, how about this? The last time we spoke on air, you issued multiple challenges to Elizabeth Warren. You offered to challenge her to a debate. You offered to donate your lab to her team to prove her claims, or at least the claims being made by some of her donors about GMOs. Have you gotten a response from Elizabeth yet?
No, we've gotten no response, Owen, because the reality is, you know, I think she's extremely afraid of a competitor like me. She would rather have some, you know, career politician go head on head against her. You know, this whole, like, I think the word you use, drain the swamp, and it means really draining the swamp of Elizabeth Warren, lawyer, lobbyist, career politician, fake, a liar who essentially presents herself as a fighter, but hasn't really fought for anyone except herself. And then, and similarly, you have the, you know, career politicians who do the exact same thing. So I think Massachusetts is literally, you know, I say we're behind enemy lines here. Our office is literally in Cambridge. You know, I have this beautiful building that I own. In fact, downstairs, we rent it to a Democrat, Catherine Clark. I'm happy to take her money. But the reality is we're literally behind enemy lines.
How dare you, you evil capitalist?
Well, you know, we did this before I decided to run. But I think the key point here is that Cambridge, Massachusetts, which is sort of the center of the global elite in many ways, and delivering a blow to them right here against Elizabeth Warren, I think is really going to help what President Trump is trying to do at the national level. You know, the fight that's going on between the establishment and against Trump, I think is a historic one. And I think we'd really like to support that. And the fact that a entrepreneur, a inventor, a scientist, not a career politician, is running against Elizabeth Warren is a significant one, because it basically goes back to the founders of this country. The founders of this country were not career politicians. They were soldiers. They were blacksmiths. They were artisans. They were entrepreneurs. And they really wanted to create a country for all of us. And what we now have is a forgotten people whose voice is not being heard. And by beating Elizabeth Warren right here in Massachusetts, I think we deliver a significant blow right into the belly of the beast.
Yeah, I don't know if you saw her recent comment calling the Republican healthcare bill a bill for blood money. Did you see that?
I saw that. You know, this woman has no solutions for anything. It's purely just random attacks. And I really wonder if everything's okay in her mind, because if you read her attacks, it's all about spending money, ranting on what we're not doing against the Russians, and, you know, the use of allegory, which is about blood and et cetera. So I think the woman is actually off her rocker and is becoming unhinged, which is a good thing for us.
You know, I completely agree. She's completely lost her mind. A lot of the Democrats really have. You're seeing this. I don't know if that's fear of them losing their command post that they've never really had, or it's fear that maybe there's some justice that might be coming down on them. But it really is despicable for these people, for Elizabeth Warren to come out and say blood money. I mean, again, especially in the midst of all this political violence being done against conservatives. I mean, Steve Scalise just gets shot. He was just released from the hospital. And, you know, I will just say this. I really believe that, and I know that
we discussed this. You were born outside of the country, but I believe that you would actually be president of the United States material. I mean, your resume, everything you've done, the views you have on this country, and to get you in to replace Warren would not just be getting a swamp creature out. I mean, I'm not just here to fluff your feathers. I think it would be great to get a mind like you in there, someone like you in there, an ideas person. I mean, for example, you know, I don't think Elizabeth Warren has the capability to offer her lab for science to anyone. Does Elizabeth Warren have a lab that she's going to run the testing on the GMOs
at? I think what Elizabeth Warren has is basically the backing of the Hollywood elites and the academic elites, who really, the anger that we see from Elizabeth Warren and this quote unquote liberal Democrats, the anger is not really against Donald Trump, but what he represents. He represents the fact that everyday people, the forgotten people, rose up and they voted for a guy who's actually done things. And that bugs them because they've lost control over their narrative. And this is a fundamental problem that they have. Getting to solutions, Owen, you know, our campaign, by the way, we're coming to our end of June 30th deadline. You know, Elizabeth Warren has raised close to $6 million. She's already has a little mini war chest. We are out there doing, you know, direct to people. So anyone who wants to support us, whatever you want to give, you know, it's at shivaforsenate.com. But primarily, we are running our campaign as an entrepreneur would do. We're not paying high paid consultants. We're not going to go do massive ads on TV, which we know most people do not trust TV anymore. Fox News, you know, what Alex does is probably the last sort of beacon of truth that's out there, at least certain elements of Fox News. But our view is this campaign is really about winning the future for you, winning the future for you. What does that mean? As you said, Owen, my journey, you know, is very much akin to everyone who's listening's journey. It was my parents were poor, low caste Indians from India. We came here. I came here as a 7-year-old, went through the public school systems of New Jersey, amazing public school, dedicated teachers, great mentors, great coaches, like every American out there has experienced. And that's what makes America great. I came to fortunate to go to MIT, did a bunch of degrees, 4 degrees, got my PhD. But more importantly, I had the opportunity to create jobs and give back. And what we're seeing right now is you look at the resume of Elizabeth Warren, you look at the resume of any of these career politicians, it's incredible that they go out there and have the audacity to say, I'm going to create jobs, I'm going to fix things. None of these people have done any of that. So I find it very hard that they could do any of those things because they haven't had any experience doing that. So I think the opportunity is one of the things, you know, when we look at this entire campaign that we're fostering, we want to bring a lot of people into this, Owen, even people in the Warren camp and the Bernie camp. People have been disenfranchised, have been completely sold out. Both of these people voted for crooked Hillary, completely. Hillary should be in jail. Sanders voted for her. I want to remind everyone listening to it, plus Elizabeth Warren, both supported her and sold out their base. And one of the key areas we're looking at is clean food, clean air. Elizabeth Warren voted for the Monsanto Protection Act, which allows the executive division of this country under Obama, Department of Agriculture, to overrule federal court judges who want to impose injunctions on genetically engineered food if they're found to be bad for us, which they have been through glyphosate, et cetera. So Elizabeth Warren, I'll repeat, voted for the Monsanto Protection Act. So all of you people in Hollywood who eat your organic foods in Malibu, all of you people go to the organic farming out there, know this candidate who you may have been bamboozled into giving money actually supported the Monsanto Protection Act. I, on the other side, my entire life has been spent about learning how you integrate traditional and Indian medicines. One of the key things we're looking at is we've actually shown, as Owen has pointed out, that Monsanto and genetically engineered foods actually hurt us, and we've shown that.
We'll be back with Dr. Shiva on the other side of this break.
This is our land. These are our people. The workers, the strivers, the builders. These are our people. Who are they? They are the dark. The dark, murdering armies whose only honor is atrocity.
The answer to 1984 is 1776. You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
InfoWarsStore.com, 4th of July summer mega specials. Store free shipping, store wide free shipping right now. Brainforce Plus, 30% off. Super Male Vitality, 30% off. Survival Shield X2, 30% off. Z Shield, 30% off. Our storable food, 30 to 40% off. The Emmerich Essentials Outdoor Pack, 40% off retail. That's a very timely special right now with 4th of July coming up. Summer activities, get the bug spray, get the SPF 30 sunscreen, all natural products. Really think about the bug spray that you put on you, folks. If you look into the ingredients in bug spray, look, I had a buddy who worked at the engineering plant that manufactured, I won't say what bug spray, but, you know, the big leading bug sprays. And he said that working there, he never went anywhere near bug spray again because you see the chemicals that they put in there. Well, let's see. The bug spray is meant to, it's so disgusting that the bugs don't want it. Why would you want it on your skin? So that's why Emmerich Essential Be Away Spray is all natural ingredients, not the toxic chemicals that they put into the mainstream bug spray. So get your outdoor pack 40% off right now. If you order that today, you could probably have it definitely by the 4th of July. Pretty timely getting these products to you. So take advantage of the 4th of July mega specials. Take advantage of the 40% off of the Emmerich Essentials Outdoor Pack. And stop putting toxic bug spray on you and your kid's skin. Use the Emmerich Essentials Be Away Spray. All right, I'm joined again by Dr. Shiva. And he said something to me that kind of actually creates a news story, to be honest with you, in my mind. He said, now I'd like to hear him clarify. He talked about how he's running his campaign from an entrepreneurial point of view, not wanting to spend a bunch of money on TV ads, not wanting to spend a bunch of money on advisors, this, that, and the other thing. So I'm just curious. So are you looking at, I don't know if you want to phrase it this way, I'll phrase it this way, and then I'd like to hear what you think. You're kind of looking at a low budget campaign. You're not really looking at it from the standpoint of we need to spend all this money on advertising and everything. And so what you're going to see here is if you're successful, and we're already starting to see this, but if you kind of dole it out to be, hey, you know, we're going to do a low budget campaign because we're not going to waste the excess dollars, like the millions that the Democrats are, on TV ads, on the advisors, on the this, on the that, on the lawyers. And now you have a situation where if you're successful at running a campaign low budget, I think that scares these politicians. I think that scares the mainstream lifelong politicians because that's their bread and butter, baby. That's their bread and butter. They need that big money campaign. You could smash that entire thing is what you're saying.
Yeah, I think, look, Owen, the opportunity here, you know, many of the businesses I've started, ultimately it's technology that brings in many ways levels of playing field. What you have right now is if anyone in the audience wants to run for office, they will right away get hit by the small clique of local consultants. I mean, we've been hit by them all here, all telling how they can do this, that for us, all attempting to essentially sleaze their way in to get their next gig. And as a part of that getting their next gig, they start convincing you how much money you have to spend. Part of what we're doing with this campaign is we're using technology, you know, modern technology, some of the stuff I've built that, in fact, technology that I did called Echo Mail, which actually helped the Bush campaign back in 2000, which we've advanced. So the issue is these tools, if we really want democracy, should be made accessible to anyone who runs. But what these guys do, they own their intellectual property of mailing lists. They own their intellectual property of technology and all the little methods on how you actually even get on the ballot. In Massachusetts, we have this whole delegate process that you even have to get on. And it's all controlled in little fiefdoms. And the reality is we're coming in as outsiders. We get in front of many of these town committees and people are like wondering, where have you been? You're the only one who can beat Elizabeth Warren. And in fact, the establishment is getting very, very concerned about it. But it's very exciting because what I see happening out of this, not only are we going to beat Elizabeth Warren, But the tools and methodologies we create, we want to give them back to the people on how we won, because we need to really completely revolutionize the way these campaigns are run. To your point, Owen, it's a rigged system, and Elizabeth Warren is part of that rigged system, and establishment politicians are part of that. And none of them ever talk about any significant issues. Yes, we need lower taxes. I mean, this is duh. That's all they do. Lower taxes, higher taxes. If you take the situation all over this country, which President Trump is starting to address, same situation in Massachusetts, and that's this situation, and we have a solution for that. For every 17 skilled job openings, Owen, only one skilled person can show up. Think about that. We have millennials who are listening to this. Many of you know you have $30,000, $50,000, $100,000 loans that somehow you were bamboozled to go to college, take quote-unquote student loans, which never went into your bank account. They went into the pockets of your university officials. And then you graduate, and what skills do you have? You're not even employable. And what we've done in America is created an uneducated or educated bunch of idiots in many ways. Unfortunately, that's what's happened in this country. And many of those people, millennials, are waking up and they're saying, why did I do this? So one of the big opportunities is going back to the good old days of how work got done. You did apprenticeships, which President Trump is promoting. Here, we believe we need to unleash vo-tech schools. In many ways, the school I went to, MIT, was really a high-tech vo-tech school. We need to make sure people have skills. If we don't do that, you know, they're going to go to China and other countries. And that's the fundamentals of increasing the economic base of a country. You need skilled people. The other piece that we're talking about is we need to unleash technology. You look at the way in Massachusetts, Owen, what's phenomenal is at the state convention, which is coming up in April, where they nominate their candidates, you'll be amazed to know it's still done all paper. All paper, which means the local politicians manipulate things, make things up. In the last state convention, as we understand, paper ballots were being shredded. Things were being rewritten. This is how politicians are running it, as though they own the politics of what goes on and not we as people. So we don't really have democracy in this country. And Trump's winning was a big win for that. And my winning and us going on this journey together is going to be a big win for all of us. So we have to beat Elizabeth Warren. She's raised $6 million. We want to raise more. We're doing it organically. We believe we can do it at 1/10 of what she's done it. So anyone who's listening out there, whatever you can give, $5, $1, go to Shiva for Senate and donate, because this is really about us. And this is really about winning the future for all of us.
Yeah. And you getting in there is a representation of us infiltrating that rigged system. You know, that's what they hate. Exactly. They hate the outsider even being able to get in. I think that they're scared of that. And, you know, Bernie Sanders tweets out this weekend saying, you know, why can't government come together on health care? As he's a complete idiot, literally stealing money.
Yeah.
But they don't understand this notion. And it goes along with what you were saying about the higher education in America failing right now. People don't even understand. America is kind of running into a shortage of doctors right now, all right?
Exactly.
This whole healthcare thing, this whole magical unicorn healthcare plan that you think everybody can just go to the hospital, see a doctor, and get healthcare is completely ludicrous. We don't have the doctors. If we had an excess of doctors, maybe we could solve that problem. That is not the case. Final words from Dr. Shiva.
Yeah, I think you said it. You know, Elizabeth Warren's out there talking about healthcare is a human right. What's a human right is choice. The reality is, because of the Obamacare bill, tens of thousands of doctors have gone out of business. The private practice where your doctor sees you, looks at your hands, looks at your tongue, that's where healthcare happens. Most of those doctors have gone out of business and have had to join large hospitals. And we all know, you go into a hospital, there's a 2 out of 5, 3 out of 5 chance you're going to get unhealthy.
Yeah.
So we're not discussing healthcare. It is through food, nutrition, you know, not eating pesticide-ridden products. That's how we get healthy.
Exactly. So, Dr. Shiva, thank you so much. ShivaForSenate.com. Support the outsider getting in.
We now take you live
to the Central Texas Command Center
in the heart of the resistance. You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
All right, we're going to do a news blitz here in the final segment. Please support InfoWars. Go to InfoWarsStore.com. Take advantage of all the mega specials right now at the store, including free shipping store-wide, InfoWarsStore.com. All right, I'm just going to do a news blitz all across the board here. Let's start here. Sadiq Khan, the mayor of London, Londonistan, that says terrorism is just part and parcel to your life, get used to it, backs amnesty on Grenfell Tower illegal immigrants. So now, this story just gets weirder and more interesting, and it's really just sad as that building stands there in London. Somehow this building was a raging inferno for, what, hours and hours and didn't fall, hint, hint, wink, wink. But now it just stands there, a burnt carcass of its former self, an eyesore that stands in London. Maybe a sign. Maybe a sign. Think about it. This is a building filled with immigrants, gets burned, torched. They claim it's from a refrigerator. I don't buy that for a second. And then magically, all the immigrants that were living there are now about to become legal citizens because Khan is going to give them amnesty. And then on top of that, you have a nice eyesore, a nice building burned sitting there in London. So part and parcel, folks, all part and parcel. Yeah, how about this? Now, I saw this earlier. Iran unveils countdown clock to the destruction of Israel. So apparently now Iran is just openly running a countdown clock to when they're going to destroy Israel. Then you see this story in the Jerusalem Post. Massive Iranian funding for anti-Israel terror groups revealed. Now, I'm not going to take any political stance on this, okay? Where do you think they got that money? Where do you think that massive funding came from? $400 million cash from Barack Hussein Obama? Think about that, folks. You want to talk about an investigation? How can we not get Obama on the stand for a cash deal to Iran that is now funding terror groups and claiming they're going to destroy Israel? No matter what you think about these countries politically, this is sick. This is twisted. This has Barack Obama's fingerprints all over it. All over it. Wow. Fake hate, Muslim arrested for torching her own mosque in Iowa. You know, it's strange because think about it. The multiple times now that we've had these mosque attacks, the story kind of gets buried real quickly. Have you noticed that? And I think that's because we continue to see this trend that they're staging these hate attacks, folks. This is like the fifth story I've seen of this now. They all end up being staged. Now, just to go back and remind you, the FBI is still investigating Bernie Sanders and his wife for bank fraud. This is the same Bernie Sanders that called Donald Trump a fraud. You are the fraud, Bernie Sanders, and your wife, and that's why you're being investigated. Well, I hope justice befells the Sanders family. They would like that, though. Sanders are for justice, right, Bernie? You're all about justice. You're all about justice, Bernie. Bernie! Oh, Bernie! Isn't Bernie Sanders all about justice? I mean, folks, we got people that are poor. We got the poor people out there, and then we got the millionaires and billionaires. The millionaires and billionaires are against the poor people. And so I'm for justice for anyone that would ever take advantage of poor people and keep poor people down that has millions of dollars. I'm Bernie Sanders. And anyone that would try to obstruct justice from coming down on somebody that wants to steal from the rich and give to the millionaires and billionaires, well, we're going to stop that. Hey, Bernie, you're a millionaire, and you're being investigated for bank fraud. Nothing to see here. Nothing to see here. This is just a minor mistake. Minor mistake here. The FBI will find nothing. Bernie, do you want justice in the FBI investigation into you? I wonder. Well, I'd like to hear someone ask that, Bernie. Bernie, would you like to have justice into the fraud investigation that is being looked into you and your wife right now? Would you like to see justice in that? For some reason, I highly doubt it. I think Bernie doesn't want that justice. And then, of course, you've got the story that broke on Zero Hedge. Megyn Kelly fails to fact check Sandy Hook's father contradictory claim in Alex Jones' piece. Yes, that's right. Neil Heslin made a a statement in the Megyn Kelly hit piece on Alex Jones about an experience he had after the Sandy Hook shooting that does not corroborate with fact checkers, does not make sense. So now you have Megyn Kelly, folks, who did a hit piece on Alex Jones to try to smear Alex Jones and paint an inaccurate picture using Sandy Hook about Alex Jones to demonize him to the public. And then in the attempt of doing that, Megyn Kelly actually adds to the conspiracy theory. So Megyn Kelly is now fanning the flames of conspiracy theory with Sandy Hook, with Neil Heslin's account saying he held his son, which according to coroners and past reports is impossible. And that's not just something you misremember, is it? Holding your dead child. Somehow I don't think you misremember that. Meanwhile, in Venezuela, the communist haven, more riots, more protesters. Oh, by the way, folks, the millionaires and billionaires in the communist haven of Venezuela are still eating lobster, still eating steak, still going about their lives, while the rest of the public in the magical communist land of Venezuela is literally eating pasta with crap. That's not a figure of speech. It's now in the news. People in Venezuela are using excrement to eat pasta. So that's nice. You know, and I just wanted to remind our friends right now that are missing Barack Obama. They're missing Barack Obama. We're missing Obama. Look at these charts, folks. Look at these 9 charts right here. And this tells you the Obama legacy. Student loans skyrocket. Food stamps skyrocket. Federal debt skyrockets, money printing skyrockets, health insurance costs skyrockets, all record highs, all record highs. Labor force participation rate drops. Worker share of economy drops significantly. Median family income drops significantly. Home ownership falls off the grid. That's Obama's legacy. That's from the Federal Reserve Bank in St. Louis. So there's your Obama legacy. And now Trump has called for U.S. dominance in global energy production. Now, I want to play this clip before we get out of here. Rand Paul talking about the quote-unquote Trump care bill being worse than actual Obamacare. Roll Rand Paul.
What we can do is, if they cannot get 50 votes, if they get to impasse, I've been telling leadership for months now that I will vote for a repeal, and it doesn't have to be 100% repeal. So, for example, I'm for 100% repeal. That's what I want. But if you offer me 90% repeal, I'd probably vote for it. I might vote for 80% repeal.
What percent is it
but
now?
Realize that the Obamacare subsidies in this bill are actually greater under the Republican bill than they are under the current Obamacare law. That is not anywhere close to repeal.
You know, it's almost, I'll try to put a silver lining on this. I'm hoping that this is literally a troll bill. See, I don't think there's going to be any victory with this bill. I don't think it really has a shot, even though the Republicans celebrated it. I really don't think there's a shot at victory. And now Rand Paul points out that this bill in some ways is actually worse than Obamacare. So why would Republicans be passing it? Maybe this is a way for Trump to identify the people inside the party that are really frauds or really ignorant or you know, because it doesn't make sense. It's not going to pass. And you know that Donald Trump always likes to have victories, and he's basically setting himself up for failure with this bill. So it'll be interesting to see what happens. Apparently they're going to vote this week. It will fail. I don't see any way that that vote is successful. All right. Well, thanks to everybody who tuned in. Thanks to everybody who goes to the store at InfoWarsStore.com. Please take advantage of our specials, folks. The best products, the best prices. We're trying to get you bug spray and sunscreen that's all natural. Trying to get you bug spray for the 4th of July celebrations, fireworks, your family, that's not going to force you to rub toxic chemicals all over your body. So go to InfoWarsStore.com. 40% off. 40% off the Emrex Essentials Outdoor Pack. This is how you support our broadcast. This is how we go to the next level. And more than anything, this is how we're able to be a free and independent media company, because we answer to you who buy our products, and then we get 5-star reviews on everything. Oh, by the way, before we go, who knows what's going to happen with this? Anonymous now claims NASA is about to announce evidence of alien life. based on my understanding, they've already declassified many of those documents. We'll see if there's anything there. Could be a PSYOP.